was this girl? And since when was Day keeping secrets? I had fooled myself into thinking that if a girlfriend came along, he'd want to tell me about it. That suddenly seemed like a silly delusion on my part. I'd been 13 before, too. What was I thinking? One teenage moment down, about 2 million to go. I'd give him 5 minutes and then tell him it was time to hang up. Meanwhile, I went back to the answering machine, where another message was waiting. A real mind blower. Chapter 30. Alex, it's Ben Abasian calling on Thursday, 1:30 my time in Seattle. Listen, I have bad news, I'm afraid. It seems that Christine's attorney has filed a motion to move up the final custody hearing date out here. I'm not sure I'll be able to block it, or even that we should. There's more, but I'd rather not go into it until we speak. Please give me a call as soon as possible. My heart picked up its pace. Ben Abasian was my lawyer in Seattle. I had hired him soon after Christine brought little Alex to live there. We'd talked a couple dozen times since then, on my dime, of course. He was an excellent attorney, a good guy, too, but his message was a bad sign. My guess was that Christine had taken her own interpretation of what had happened in California and run with it, straight to her counsel. With the time difference out west, I was able to catch Ben Abasian still in the office. He tried to emphasize the positive for me, but his tone was all bad. Alex, this is only temporary, but they've also filed an ex parte motion asking for sole physical custody of Alex Jr. until the final hearing is over.